Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Okay, so I'm not sure that Kathy is on with us today. So this is Sophie Michel, and I am going to eventually have a conversation with the beautiful Kathy, who is probably figuring out the phone at this point. Today, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics these days as I am transitioning, changing things in my life in a very dynamic way. I realized that in order for change to occur, we need to know where we are going first. And where we are going, I feel that it takes place with a vision. Kathy, did you get back? That's it. Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, you are. You are here.
Yay.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
I introduced the topic, but take over.
Yeah, I can hear everything you said. So I'm here in the mountains in Colorado, and it's just glorious. A wonderful place to be talking about a vision.
Right?
Yeah. And I know that I've gotten a lot of questions over the year. Over the years about how specific do we have to get? How general should I be? Maybe I shouldn't have one and just have it be energetic because a vision might be too limiting. And so, wow, these are all directions we can go today. And I know that you, Sophie, have been doing some really fun work in regard to visioning. So I look forward to hearing about that. And seeing how we can get even more tuned in to what it is we'd like to create in our lives. And of course, if you, as listeners, have questions for the show, you can either at iom.fm, you can call in on the website, or you can also, after the show is over, you can submit questions for us at meetkathywilliams.com, and we're happy to maybe even do another show on this topic for something you enjoy. So I always enjoy having Sophie Michel on the show because it's always an interesting, fun conversation. So thanks for being here with me.
Yay! I'm so glad you're back. I love the pictures that you posted, and it's I can't wait to hear all the fun adventures that you've been having. How was the trip overall? Did you have fun?
Oh my gosh. London to Greece to Vienna to Chicago. It was amazing. I had always, always wanted to go to Vienna. There was just something about it as a teen or a child that I was like, oh, this place is somewhere I have to go, and it didn't let me down. It was extraordinary with the music and the architecture and the art, just phenomenal. I saw the painting The Kiss, which was fantastic.
And yeah.
And of course, the Greek islands were amazing. So it was all more than I could have even imagined it would be. So
nice.
And yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah.
Well, I think so. As we're going to talk about vision, the life is a wonderful place to start with to have a vision. And so the reason why I was asking you for all of this is because now people who've never considered going to Vienna can put that in their vision.
Or oh gosh.
If they, you know, if they've seen the pictures you posted of Greece, now they have something to add to their vision about Greece. So using life, whether it's your life or somebody else's life, but using life to fuel our vision is going to be really important, because otherwise it's our head. It's not what actually calls us. This world is full of wonderful things, and we don't need to make up anything. We can absolutely look around and be like, I want that, or I want that better, and create
yes.
our vision that way.
Yes. And you know, I was in, I have a mastermind that meets 3 times a month. And one of the participants in the mastermind today was talking about what something that she'd really like to have. And I asked her some more questions about it. And as she got more clear on what that was, you could see her body physically light up. You know, every
yeah.
cell was like that. And,
yeah.
you know, if a photograph or someone else's adventure or, you know, something you pass, maybe a big house you pass on the road or an advertisement lights you up like that, that's a huge indication that, hey, maybe that is something that I'd like to have in my life or something like that anyway. You know, a couple of years ago, I was facilitating a class and one of the participants said, you know, when someone has something I'd really like to have, I say, I'll have it my way.
Yeah.
And I just loved that because it's like, yeah, it's not that person's way. It's you'll have it in the way that works for you. I'll have it my
yeah.
way. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, okay, so when we start having a vision, things that match that vision show up much more easily. Because now it's almost like the red car syndrome. If you buy a red car, all you're going to
yeah.
see are red cars. So it's
yeah.
a little bit like that. Once you have a vision, all you can see in the world is everything that matches that vision and everything that would fit in that vision. So it just helps a lot to create things faster. And I want to share a quick story. When I was living in New York City and I was single and I just wanted, like, I wanted the husband, the house, the, you know, great income, the kids. I wanted to change my whole life. So I took a piece of paper, actually a notebook, and I wrote down everything and I gave myself 5 years to have all of that. And then I shut down the notebook and I think I never looked at it again, but it had a lot of details, like, this is how it's going to happen, and this is what I want it to look like. It, all in writing, not pictures, just writing. And then I met my husband, I had my kids, and years later, I found the notebook, and I looked at it, and I realized everything in the notebook I had manifested in 2 years. And it was
awesome.
Isn't
that so cool?
It is
yeah.
so cool. It's so cool to have that experience.
One of the things that I love about that, Sophie, is you said that you didn't look at it again. It wasn't like
no.
you were clasping at it. It wasn't like you need those things, you know. And I often talk in classes, especially in my class, Radical Abundance, that energy of need, kind of gripping and grasping at something, actually slows it down from showing up in your life.
Yeah, so I will say something. I definitely did not have the need or the lack of anything in my life. What happened is I knew I could make it happen because I broke it down in such small pieces that I knew I could do that. I could go and tell people what kind of partner I wanted and if they knew anybody like that to set me up with them. Like, I could do those things. And because I was so focused on the small steps, it didn't occur to me that the big thing would not happen. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
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 So that was my strategy was like, I'm just going to make it visible, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's part of when people talk about, well, it feels too big. It's like, well, yeah, because you're looking at the entire building that you've never, you know, you're not an architect yet and you've never built a building. How about thinking of like one stake in the ground or, you know, one
exactly.
pillar or something like that? Yeah. having,
exactly.
You know, breaking it down into steps makes it doable. And that is definitely something we can talk about more as we go on into the show.
When, so I attended for a year, I attended a school called the University of Santa, the University of Santa Monica, and I studied spiritual psychology in that program. And one of the things that it taught us is a process called the 3-foot toss. So imagine that you have, you know, one of those games where you throw circles to go onto this wooden pole. Do you know this little game I'm talking about? Like it's like a little plastic circle and you throw them to go on the pole. Well, so the exercises, they give you this circle that you have to throw, and they say, we challenge you to be able to throw this on the pole, and the person who wins is the one that has been able to throw it correctly the furthest distance away from the pole. So we all try to do it, like, you know, 12 feet, 6 feet, 5 feet, 8 feet, and then there's, at the end, nobody can do it. And then at the end, this person comes and she stands not even 3 feet away, like 2 feet away from the thing, and she basically drops it and she wins because she's the only one who is able to do it. And that's the idea, is like we try to take such big steps, but it's impossible. Instead of breaking it down into like little bites of something, and that's totally feasible. So it's that's something I've always remembered and always used in my creation process. Working it.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you went to and studied spiritual. It was spiritual psychology.
Yeah, spiritual psychology. Yeah. At the time, they had a master's program. They no longer have the master's program, but at the time, they had a master in spiritual psychology, and I did 1 year. 1 year over there.
Wow.
I know. So breaking it down. So let's go back to the vision, because I'm currently running a course online in French, and it will come out in English at some point. But I'm running a course to get people to explode their business, to make their business very, very big. And the first step that I have them do is set a vision for their business. And it's incredible how many people have trouble choosing their vision. And the first thing I noticed is how many people try to choose the right vision, which then makes it impossible. It's like there's no right vision. A vision is just like, I'm going to pick this, and if I don't like it, I'll change. That's really what it is. Like, just pick something. So vision is not perfect. It's not set in stone. It's where you're going. And then if you decide that that's not where you want to go, you can totally change your vision. So that's the first thing I wanted to mention about vision.
Yeah, and I love this because the other thing I like people to look at really is it yours? You know, when we're trying to get it right, it's in, often in the eyes of our family or society or, you know, the people we like. Instead of being like, hey, wait, is this desire even mine?
Yeah.
And I mean, it seems so obvious, but, you know, it's crazy how many people go after some career or even a partner. And that actually doesn't really resonate with what they truly desire.
Okay, so now, if you really, really want something extraordinary, something amazing, and you want like the big, big life, and you want the things that other people talk about because it's so amazing, so if that's the kind of vision that you want to set for yourself, I have to say this. You have to choose something that you don't feel like doing, that you don't feel like being or having or choosing, because everything that you're going to choose that's comfortable or that's usual or comfortable or in line with what you already have, it's going to feel, it's going to be too small and you're just not going to do it. But if you choose something that's challenging, that's like out of what you can conceive is possible or even like sounds like too much work or sounds like you don't have the right credentials, all of that, but there is something inside of you that says, I would actually really like to try that, go for that. Like, don't go for the stuff that's logical. Go for the big stuff because that's where the energy is. That's where your heart is, you know?
Well, and a lot of times we think, oh, that's so big, that's so scary, and it is actually the energy of excitement. Like, wee! I'm going for this. You know, and that can so be misinterpreted as fear. I'm so afraid. And it's like, well, if you would just breathe into it, it's that same energy, but you're going to perceive it differently as excitement.
Yeah. Well, so it's funny. I don't actually perceive excitement very much because to me, excitement is a little like tricky. So what I do is I just... So my business now is motivational speaking. But one thing people don't realize is every time I speak on stage, I am terrified. Like terrified, I want to throw up. That's how scared I am. But for me, I will not be a good motivation. I'm never a good motivational. I'm not a good speaker unless I feel like that, because then I don't have the energy to connect with everybody in front of me. So if I'm just standing on stage and I'm feeling super at ease and super comfortable, I may connect with like 2, 3, 4, 5 people, but I don't have enough energy running through my body to connect with everybody. It's not possible, physically not possible. But if I have that nervousness, that fear, oh man, the amount of people that I can reach because, we're about to go to break. But I can reach a lot more people when I'm scared. A lot more. I can do a lot more when I'm scared than when I'm not.
Yay! So go big. We'll be right back, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm having a conversation today with Sophie Michelle. And we're talking about vision. And I know there are a lot of different messages out there about having a vision, doing vision board, and taking action, not taking action. Let's get this straight. This is a planet where action is required. Inspired action works better. been kind of forced, pushed, you know, like nervous, crazed action, but action is required if you're going to create the life you truly like to create. So we talked a little bit about chunking down, right? Choosing something that's big that lights you up, and then kind of taking it down into more definable or more doable bite-sized pieces. And I'm wondering if there was anything else on that you wanted to add, Sophie?
So actually the vision works. There are three steps. First is the big vision. Then you're going to break it down in 3 to 5 steps, or actually as many steps, it doesn't matter, as many steps as you think are required. So let's say my vision is to make $100,000 with my business in the next year. Great. And then you create, you know, 5 steps. Okay, I need to have new products. I need to focus on my marketing or social media. Like, you have those steps in between. And then you break down the steps into smaller tasks. So the tasks are the things that you're going to be actually doing, not the steps. But the tasks are the things that are feasible, like making a Facebook Live or creating a new product or shooting a video or contacting a client or sending an email. Those are the little things that you can easily do. So your vision is the big picture. Your steps are what's required for that big picture, and then your tasks are the things that you can do every day. And I just really, like, I feel those work. I've done this so many times, so many years, and they work all the time. It just works. Have you tried it, Kathy?
I have definitely tried this. And you know what? There was a point at which I was being given the message, too, that, oh, no, you don't need a vision. You don't need to have definable steps. You should just follow the energy of what feels.
Uh-oh. I think we lost Kathy again. All right, Kathy, if you can hear me, we cannot hear you right now. But I know what Kathy is talking about. And, yes, we were told at some point to follow the energy, which actually is not necessarily a bad thing. And I still do that from time to time. But the way that I follow the energy is that I follow it for the task. So I look at the vision, I look at the steps, and I have my task. And then for the task itself, I'm going to ask, okay, so what do I feel like needs to be done here, in what order, what's the content, what's the context, and all of that. And Kathy, if you're back, just let me know. Okay.
I hope so.
You are, yes.
Sometimes. Keep going. Sometimes the very same spot no longer has a good signal. I'm in Breckenridge in Colorado in the mountains. So this I really like, you know, and I think it's so important to realize that having a vision is useful. It doesn't mean throwing out, you know, the idea of following the energy about what's light. And that what other people have and what we envy even can be used as fodder for creation of our own lives. Like, oh, that person got a book deal or published a book, and I'm kind of envious. Oh, wait, maybe that's something I'd really like to add to my life. And allowing it all to help shape what we're going to create. And then the other thing about you know, just chunking it down and following the energy on those tasks is the question, where is my attention required now? Mm-hmm. Or where is my energy required now? And that question can be such a useful sort of navigational system through your day. Like, okay, I have these different tasks, and where's my attention required now? And when you're really willing to follow your awareness on that, what ends up happening is that you're able to, you know, reach the person who's usually not in their office or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I want to share a thought with you. I'm reading a book called Boring Brilliance. And it's this guy who studied what is innovation and what it takes to be innovative and creativity. So how does an idea come together? And the first thing he says, there are no original ideas. Every idea is somebody who took a previous idea and just made it better. So I love that so much because this is how it works also for visions. Like you're going to see what somebody has created for their life and you'll be like, okay, how do I make that better for me? And I think it's such a wonderful way of looking at it. It's like, oh, cool, she got a book deal. Okay, how could that work better for me? Like maybe
exactly.
I'm going to see you.
How can you have it your way? And what would that be
exactly.
like? Yeah. And sometimes that's in a way that no one's ever created it on the planet, which is so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there's nobody like you. And you know how, like, we listen to music, right? So there are many artists that I love listening to. And I have their albums on my phone, and I can listen to this person, and then this person, then this person. And I'm like, this is amazing, because when it comes to art, we don't say, oh, I have enough art. So so it's like, even if we have, if somebody wrote a book about creativity, that doesn't mean that I can write a book about creativity, because maybe the way that I'm going to explain it or what I'm going to say about it will touch some people that the first book did not touch. The same way that some music will touch me and others won't. So it's not because somebody has done it or has it that you can't, that you can't have it. There's more than enough for everybody.
Well, I love that you brought this in, because I feel like a lot of times, you know, I see people with an idea and then they said, oh, they say, oh, well, so-and-so already has that idea. Copy it. And it's like, you know, who cares what people think? That's just their story.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Life is inviting you too.
So we missed the beginning, but I think what you said is, what is life inviting you to, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now that's the part that most people also don't consider, is you have some ideas about what you want to create, but it will be a lot more exciting and a lot more visible if you actually fit that idea into your personality, into your life, into, you know, your history, your background, the people you know. So, for instance, you know, I have a background in entertainment, but I never wanted to do anything in entertainment because I don't like the industry very much. So I kind of like, okay, I'm just going to work in another field. But now I realize that my background in entertainment allows me to be not boring. So because I'm not boring, I can do things through that background. I can do things, maybe not in the entertainment field, but I can use my background in entertainment to do other things that would be more exciting than somebody who does not have the entertainment background. So I would ask people, like, when you're looking at your vision, also look at everything that makes you you. So your history, your what you've enjoyed doing when you were a kid, what it is you enjoy talking about, thinking about, what your kids enjoy, all of that. Like, put all of that in your vision, because it will make things so much easier for you, I promise.
Well, yeah, and I think it, and that goes along with not allowing your history to be an impediment. You know, mm-hmm. we hear, oh, well, I would love to do this, but I have that kind of family, or I have children, or well, you don't know how I grew up. And what if all of that was kind of like the fertilizer for whatever you're creating to grow? None of it's bad, none of it's wrong, none of it's an impediment, but all actually possibly catalyzing you forward to create what it is you truly love to create.
Yeah. Yeah, or what's required in the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're working on some projects that are really interesting, some of which don't even seem related to what you've ever done before, but maybe they are.
Well, I mean, they really are, but it's kind of like combining. I love combining different parts of my brain. So I love business, and I have a passion for business systems and, you know, processes and business systems. And I was like, okay, well, one of the reasons why I'm so good with business systems is I completely use my intuition. When I put in place a business system or use somebody else's business system, I have to use my intuition. I wonder how many people actually think about using their intuition when they're in front of a software. Like, some people may, but I feel like that I would be great at teaching people how to do that.
You know, that would kind of be a fun course.
Right. I love putting together things that people don't expect, for sure. And it's been really interesting to take a stock of everything that I've done in my life. So I heard this recently, and I don't want to categorize anybody because I really don't like doing that. But I have to say, when you tell yourself, I create everything in my life. There are some people out there that are going to say, awesome, I'm going to go create what I want. And there are some people out there that will say, oh my gosh, look at the terrible things that I have created. So
yes.
I get that. I get that if you look at your life, you may have a tendency of judging yourself and being like, I didn't do enough, or I'm not enough, or I messed up, or all of that. But I'm going to tell you this. If you go back to your life and just be almost like an outsider, so look at your life as like you don't know, you're somebody who hasn't lived that life, I bet you you're going to find successes, and you're going to find glory and great things where you never looked. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I gave birth to my daughter without the pain medicine, and I actually was able to fall asleep because I didn't want to deal with the pain. Like, I did that, and I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty amazing, and I never acknowledged that until recently. So there are things you have done in your life, and you can look at the mess up parts, but if you just take the time to look at all the amazing, beautiful parts, man, you will be impressed with yourself, I'm telling you.
It's kind of like watching a movie. Hey, what occurred?
It is. Yeah. It is.
When you don't really look at it as you, not less judgment attached.
Yeah. Okay, I want to tell you, in case you're like, yeah, that sounds nice, but it's not for me. So I don't know if anybody is interested in money. Are you interested in money, Kathy?
Oh, I love money. I have fun with that, sure.
Yeah, it is a little joke. So I've been reading a book, and I think I mentioned it before. It's The Richest Man Ever Alive. That's the name of the book. The Richest Man Who Ever Lived. That's the name of the book. And The Richest Man
Who wrote this?
Who wrote it? I will tell you in a minute. But The Richest Man was King's son. And if we calculated his wealth today, he would be a trillionaire. So not a billionaire, but a trillionaire. So above a billionaire, okay? So he still
kind of impressive.
He's still to this day the richest man who ever lived. And I will tell you in a minute who wrote the book. Stephen K. Scott is the name of the author. And the first part of the book is you have to have a vision. And so when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, I totally know what he means. I've done this. Like, I've done this so many times, but I never, for my transition, my life right now, I actually forgot about the vision for a long time. I was like, oh, yeah, it really works. I totally forgot that this really works. So even the richest man who ever lived said, you have to have a vision. Once you have a vision, you know where you're going. If you don't have a vision, you don't know where you're going. And
well,
I think it's
so much
good point.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that's
there's
it.
So much distraction these days. You know, I mean, many things and people and businesses are competing for our attention, that if we have a vision, we can look at our tasks for the day and or where we're headed with our energy and say, hey, you know, is this really creating what I'd like to create here? And then if not, if it's another distraction that just wastes your energy, you can look at that too and be like, oh, okay, cool. Glad I caught myself, not with judgment, just like, oh, good, myself. That's not actually where I'd like to put my energy. Oh, wow, we're at the second break.
I know.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for being here, Sophie. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. We are here having a conversation about vision and breaking that down into steps and doable tasks, ideas about what our vision should or should not be, or if we should even have one. And also just stretching yourself, you know, tapping into the energy of what really expands you and what's interesting for you, and using other people's successes to help, you know, catalyze you forward and help identify what it is you'd really like to have and be and do and create. And Sophie, so one of the things
Yes.
I was thinking about is, first off, our point of view about, you know, what the steps we have to do will be, right? You know, you talked about maybe as a business, for example, if mm-hmm. if $100,000 is your vision, and you say, okay, the steps are, you know, adding products and focusing more on mm-hmm. marketing and whatever it is, and then dividing those down into tasks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think some of the time, I think we think we need to know all of the tasks that we're going to do, or what exactly those steps might be, and we conclude we know. And instead of, like, realizing that, okay, I may not actually, all of those tasks that I've written down may not actually have to happen, may not actually have to be created. These are flexible. I'm doing this, as I mentioned to a client when she had to create a business plan for someone. You're doing it with the information you have now, which is always subject to change as you have more information.
Yes, absolutely. That's perfectly said. Perfectly said. Yeah. To me, it's a combination of trusting that you have information, that you know something, and trusting that there's more available. I mean, to me, that's where your creativity gets to come and play, and your creativity is going to be, oh, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? So you're going to suddenly sit down, like, to write a blog post, which happened to be, like, I have this blog post that I'm trying to finish for over a week now. And as soon as I get to it, I'm like, ooh, but I could do this and do that and what about this and what about that? So you have to, like, have a process to filter out what's a good idea and what's not a good idea. So we can talk about this in a different show. But, yeah, you have to, at some point, you're going to receive a lot of information because you're in action. And when you're in action, the universe now can give you more back. And so it's gonna move forward. Some of it is gonna move forward because you're actually moving your vision ahead, and some of it is gonna move forward because it completes your vision. Your vision was not complete until that information came, but you have to start. I know this great business teacher, Steve Bowman, always says you have to put the key in the ignition to start the car. So in order to go toward your destination, which is the vision, you have to start the car. You have to start taking an action. And even if it's just writing a blog post, that's an action. But once you start the action, then you can move forward. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And it reminds me of, you know, some of the major ways we stop ourselves, which are, oh, well, lack of information or lack of ideas. Yet, if we look at anyone on the planet who's created something, they didn't always have that information that they used to create whatever they've created. You know, they didn't come in as a baby and have that information.
Yeah.
Right? So if they learned
yeah.
it, you can too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing that somebody else knows that you cannot know. Nothing. Even like, I mean, I remember when I was first hired to manage a WordPress site, I did not know how to manage a WordPress site, but I'm the kind of person who says, I'm going to figure it out. So I said, yes to the job. And I was like, okay, Google, how do I use a WordPress site? I had no idea. Now today I have 35 WordPress sites. So I'm comfortable with it. But at first I didn't. You learn, you know, just like a kid who learns to read and write.
Awesome. And well, and one of the things I really use to help people, you know, sort of discern what you think is in your way is to look at whatever you've chosen that you would like to create and say, I can't have that because, and then you kind of root around, like, why do I think I can't have it? Like one time I was doing that and I said, well, I can't have it because I've never seen anybody with that. And then I was like, wow. I mean, my whole body got like chicken skin. I was like, that doesn't mean anything. But it was floating around in my subconscious as something I thought was true.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
So the idea is to help you uproot those insidious, you know, beliefs or the beliefs that are sort of sabotaging. I can't have that because, and then list them out. See if you can find 10, and then, you know, use any tools you have, whether they're tapping, hearing, or whatever it is, or just looking at it as like, well, that's an interesting belief or thought. You know, like, do I need to think that?
So I had a coaching session on Monday for myself, for my business, and it was funny because during my coaching session, I started with, I need to get more characteristics that would help me achieve what I want to achieve. So my coach and I, we started talking, and I told her everything that was wrong with me, right? And she literally took everything that I said was wrong with me, and she turned it into a positive. And it was amazing. So the biggest one is I was telling her, I feel like I'm lazy. I feel like I don't do enough, or I'm just lazy. She laughed, of course, because she knows me a little bit. So she laughed and she said to me, are you lazy or are you efficient? And I was like, what? Because I will basically not do something unless I know it's going to have an impact or a result that I want, which is why I think I'm lazy, because I won't do anything. I'm very picky in what I do. So I realized, oh, I'm not lazy. I'm efficient. You know what I mean? Like, so when you write those reasons why you think you can't have it, you may actually be able to see that if you flip it in just like 45 degrees, you don't even have to flip it very far, just flip it a little bit, you may actually see something about yourself that you did not realize you are. Does that make sense? And,
like,
and that's the reason
like
why
stubborn.
Why you yeah. can have it. Go ahead.
Like stubborn, it could be persistent.
Yes. Yes. And so I told you, like, at one point I thought I was going to give up on motivational speaking because of my fear every time I get on stage, until I realized that it's that fear that pushes me to be the best speaker that I can be. And without that fear, I actually think it would be boring for me to be a public speaker. So I was like, oh, you mean fear is actually one of the characteristics that helps me. It doesn't hinder me. It helps me. I thought that was really funny. I thought that was funny. Kathy, are you there?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's,
yeah. Oh,
that's
five
so beautiful.
We're like 5 minutes away from the show.
Yeah. So I wanted to just, you know, for anyone who's French who's listening in, mention the business course that you're facilitating, and, you know, is it open to new people?
Yes, it's still open. So actually, I'm very excited to announce two things. So yes, if you speak French, Explose Ton Business is a class I teach on Teachable. I don't know if it's findable. I don't know if people can find it on Teachable, but it's on Teachable. And the easiest way to find it is to go to my Facebook page. I think that would be easiest because I have it there. So if you go to Sophie Michelle Mihalko, you'll find it there. The other thing I wanted to mention was I am putting together the 300 videos that I used to have on the Being Lead site with all kind of tools. I'm putting them together in a package that's going to be available for sale. And I'm very excited about that. And the package is called Break Down the Limits. And it will be breakdowndynamics.com. It's not available yet, but it will be available in a few days at breakdowndynamics.com. So if that's of interest to you, you'll have access to 30 days to create anything you desire, 30 days to create the money you desire, 30 days to get out of judgment, and all of those. So it's fun. It's really fun.
How fun. Yeah. Yeah. And just say that website again for everybody, you know, if I didn't jot it down.
Breakdowndynamics.com.
Cool. All right. That was very clear.
2 minutes. Yeah.
Right. And I also just wanted to invite everyone to my signature course, Radical Abundance. It is starting this weekend and it is magical. I've seen so many people change their reality with money, relationship reality. I even had one lady who said, Kathy, it's amazing. You know, not only did I get 2 new jobs during the course, but I lost the weight that I had tried with so many other programs to lose, and it's not a weight loss course.
Wow.
It's really, yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Isn't that fun? Like, I didn't mention weight once. But it's really about creating the life you would like to have. And that does start this weekend. It's got live modules. It's got modules you can play with on your own. And if you'd like, we pair you with an accountability buddy so that you actually can have a conversation and say, I'm going to, you know, take this action on my dreams by this date, and then they can check in with you and say, hey, did you do it? And you can say, yeah, a little bit, or yes, or well, no. And that way, you know, a lot of us work so much better when we're not just making promises to ourselves, but we actually have someone who's going to follow up with us. And that can be found at meetkathywilliams.com/radicalabundanceonline. Actually, the easiest way to find it is meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And that has everything I'm up to, from a class in Colorado this coming week to 5 yummy days in Hawaii, radical abundance retreats, and everything online as well. So meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. I also want to just invite you also to this class I just gave in Vienna, and it was so powerful for people that they said, Kathy, you must make it into a book. And it's not a book yet, but in the meantime, you can purchase the class in the shop at meetkathywilliams.com, Conspiring with the Universe to Receive Your Desires. And it really is this dance of getting clear, you know, noticing which of the mostly 9 big things we use to stop ourselves, which of those are you allowing to be in your way, and creating something amazing with your life. So that is, again, in the shop at meetkathywilliams.com. And on the site, you can also get yourself a free money rain exercise just by visiting. So, Sophie, anything you'd like to add to this conversation about creating a vision and allowing that to, you know, move us forward and expand our life?
This is a process that's very simple, but will get you out of your comfort zone and will get you to do a very deep work that maybe you haven't been feeling like to doing. But if you feel like it's time for you to get out there and create a life, the extraordinary life that you desire. Do it. Do the vision work, because the payoff is amazing. I promise you. That's what
it truly is. It truly is. Yeah. And using your vision to help you set, you know, your tasks for the day and for the week, and allowing that to keep you from distraction so you can create what you truly desire. Thanks so much for being here with me, Sophie.
Thank you, Kathy.
I always have a fun chat with you.
Me too.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. You can meet us back here next week, same time on IOM.FM, or anytime on iTunes, SoundCloud, and on my website, meetkathywilliams.com. You can also find those replays.